In just a few moments, we are going to watch our video for the bishop's appeal, and I know you've all been waiting with bated breath for months to see what this year's video is going to be about, but just contain yourselves for a little bit more, a little bit of patience, and we'll get there. But it is important that we see this video because it shows it does help real people. It's not just money that we all send in and wonder what happens to it and kind of hope that it's put to good use somewhere. Now, we watch the video so that we know the money impacts people, so it doesn't just float away into this kind of nebulous mission of the church. No, it's put to good use, and we'll get there. First, this is a hefty gospel, is it not? Jesus is saying a whole bunch of stuff, and he's going on for a while about it, but he says at the beginning, "I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." And then he gets into it, into these specific things. Jesus has come to fulfill the law. What's he getting at? What does it mean to fulfill? So a really popular movie like 25 years ago was You've Got Mail. Romantic comedy, really dated now, but it starred Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. And it was a fun movie. And if you don't remember or you never saw it, in the story, Meg Ryan's character owns and runs a children's bookstore on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And Tom Hanks' character is in charge of this big company, this conglomerate of discount bookstores, maybe like a Barnes & Noble. And he puts up this big box discount store in the same neighborhood where her little children's bookstore is, and ultimately drives her out of business. But as he's going about all of this, he realizes he's like really into her. He really likes her, and he wants to get to know her more and see where that leads. But it's challenging because he's responsible for her professional demise. And as they're talking one day, and he's trying to win her over and convince her that he's actually a good guy, at one point, he stops and he says to her, "What happened between us, it wasn't personal. It was business." And Meg Ryan looks at him with this dismay, and she says, "What does that mean?" She says, "I'm so sick of hearing that. What's wrong with being personal?" She says, "It was personal to me. It was personal to a lot of people." She said, "Whatever anything is, it should start by being personal. Whatever anything else is, it should start by being personal." And that's what I would say is the teaching of today's gospel. Jesus is talking to people who treat religion, their faith, like a business, right? They know the law. They know what they got to do. They won't do any less, but they're certainly not going to do any more. And Jesus is saying it's personal. The Mosaic law and the teachings that God has given to us are personal. Like, they are the foundation. They are the template. And we are meant to build from there. But it's got to reach the heart. It's got to affect your soul, right? Jesus is saying you're treating all of this, all of what you do for God and other people, like it's a business, and it's not. It's very personal. He's saying in this gospel, these teachings that I've given you to live by are given to foster this authentic love for God, authentic love for other people. And so you don't use people just to fulfill the law. No, you fulfill the law when you love other people. It can be such a good excuse, though, can't it? It's a wonderful excuse to say, "I'm not doing anything immoral. I'm not doing anything unethical. It's business." And that was Tom Hanks in the movie. "I didn't do anything wrong to you. It was business." And Jesus, here in the gospel, is saying, "I'm so sick of hearing that. I'm so sick of hearing I didn't do anything wrong. It's got to be more than that. Just because I don't steal doesn't mean I'm a generous person. Just because you haven't committed adultery doesn't mean you love your spouse. Just because I don't seek revenge doesn't mean I've forgiven from my heart." So to go beyond the letter of the law and to make it personal, because it always is, that's where it starts. Because what the law does is it says, "This and no more is what I owe God. This and no more is what I need to do for other people." But love doesn't set those limits. We can never tell God we've loved him enough. We can never look at another person and say, "I've loved you enough." Not unless you figure out a way to love better or more than the man hanging on the cross. because he gave everything. He loved to the end. And so last thing, real quick, then our video. Let's say there was a young man who mustered up the courage to propose to a young lady. And so he gets down on one knee in front of her, and he says, "Sweetheart, I'm not actually interested in having a relationship with you in the future, but I love myself, and therefore I want to feel good about being a good husband. So just please write down a list of things that you expect me to do, and I'll do them." I know, ladies, that would make you swoon to hear that from a guy, right? Like, no, you would run away from that very strange, egotistical man. But is that not the very game so many play with God? Tell me what the rules are. What do I need to do to not go to hell? I'll do that. The rest of my life is mine. And Jesus says right here, that strategy does not fly. No one gets into the kingdom by doing it that way. We have to make it personal, because it is. Everything you do, right, the way you speak to other people, the way you conduct your business, the way you run your family, the way that you pray, the way that you handle your money, the way you live your entire life matters. Everything matters. It's all personal. And someone may hear that and think, I don't know if I like that very much, that standard. And I say, who cares? It doesn't matter whether you are, I like that or not. This is what the teachings are that come to us from the Son of God. It's personal. And no matter what anything else is, it should begin by being personal. And that's why we're going to watch this video right now for the bishop's appeal, because it shows us this collection is not just business. It's not just more people asking for more money. It's personal. It means something to real people. So give us a minute or two. We'll get things set up. We'll watch our video together.